Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
You ready, Johnny's Pizza?
Who's Johnny's Pizza?
I think that's what Hunter's wearing over there. All right, welcome back. We're back in the duck call room.
Welcome back.
That's a duck dummy.
Good to have you folks here.
Welcome back.
You know what's cool?
What's cool, Martin?
In less than a month, the movie comes out. The Blind premieres in less than a month now. It seems like we should tear down the fourth wall. What?
In exactly a month.
A month.
It's August 28th, everybody. But it comes out September 28th. But you know what? Here's the deal. Let's just cut to the chase, Martin.
What? That's right after teal season.
It is right after teal season, but we need you to go buy your tickets
now.
Right now.
Today.
While you're listening to this, pause it. Whenever you get to, if you're driving, when you get to where you're going, go buy your tickets.
Yeah, buy your tickets because that's how they book theaters based on for independent films. Like people that pre-order their tickets, then if there's when they reach a certain amount, then it gets another theater show and gets another this, another that. Because everything, as we know, is controlled by Hollywood, right?
Yep. And they're starting to, the Blind's not making it in some theaters because they're looking at pre-orders and it's like, let's just throw, you know, all those big, terrible movies in over and over and over again because they might make a little more money. So here's the deal. If you have a group that's wanting to go see it, go ahead and pre-order your tickets. Make a party out of it. And Ghost, it's an awesome movie.
Yeah, well, and it is the one time you'll, in fact, be able to go observe Johnny D on film silent.
Except in a ZZ Top montage. Coolest part of the thing. I have no lines.
Yeah, he says nothing.
So. But, you know, whenever all of a sudden that, you're about to see your boy doing a little duck hunting.
Yeah.
All right, go buy your tickets because, seriously, not anything to do with me, but we're trying to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ here. They've put a lot of hard work into this movie. It is going to be a real big deal, and it will be an even bigger deal if our fans and listeners get behind it and pre-order your tickets. And I know that's kind of weird to do. It's a month away, but it'll be worth it. I promise you. Plan a date night. Plan a group night. If you have a small group at your church, everybody get on board. Somebody buy the ticket. Split up the money. Go get you some popcorn and see an incredible movie. Please do that for us.
Yeah. And all you have to do is go to theblindmovie.com right now. Get your tickets today. Look, and there's also the chance that you may get to watch it with the Robertson family. So that's kind of cool. I mean, I'm around them all the time, so I'll be glad to get rid of them. I'd love to send them.
Are we doing that again? Oh, they're going to your movie theater.
Yeah, they'll come watch the movie with you at your local theater opening weekend, but you have to go to theblindmovie.com this week for the details. So
I'm going
to
ask.
What?
Which Robertson is it?
We don't know. All of them.
All? I don't believe.
Maybe all a selection of some, but I bet that man to your...
Phil's going to go to a Strange Towns movie theater. I'm getting a head nod from
him. Allegedly.
That. But it is a great movie with a really cool montage in the middle of it, but more importantly, a fantastic message.
And there's a really beautiful Mallard Drake that gets shot with like a 28 gauge. Now, you're going to think it's a different gun.
And it folds.
Maybe I did that. I don't
know. Maybe he did that.
That's right. my claim to fame in the whole movie.
Maybe he did it.
That's my Mallard Drake.
That duck did look so perfect, and then it went.
Yep. There it is. And he was banded. How cool is that?
That's cool.
Hey, and a band.
You know, otherwise people are going to keep driving to Austin and stuff to see, like, other weird movies. So book your tickets today.
Yeah.
I'm actually super mad at Hunter right now.
Why are you mad at Hunter?
From this weekend.
What'd he do?
We're talking about movies, right? Hunter, do you mind if I tell this story?
Go for it.
Yeah, this is why you want to date Hunter. So he texts me on, was that Saturday?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Saturday, Hunter texts me. He's like, dude, guess what? At the movie theater, it's the 30-year anniversary of Jurassic Park. It was awesome. You should take your kids. And I was like, oh, man, that's really cool. That's a great idea, Hunter. I'm thinking. And then like 30 minutes later, Hunter texts me. He's like, oh, my bad. That was just today. And so he gives me this great idea and then basically says, you got 15 minutes to get to the movie theater. And so I was like, man, Hunter, thanks for getting me excited. And then just dashing all my hopes and dreams.
One day. It
but
was
did
for
you go?
One
no,
day.
I didn't go. I had 12 minutes. My kids were eating spaghetti.
Well, you could have seen the credits.
That's a good point. Well, I've seen the movie before.
And it was in 3D.
I don't know. 3D doesn't really
3D credits.
So did you have to wear those glasses?
I did. It was actually not as bad as I thought, because normally I don't like watching movies
Why
in 3D.
Why do they have different colored lenses on them?
I don't know that they do that anymore. That was more like back in the TGIF days when you had to go to Wendy's and get your 3D glasses and then watch like NBC on Friday nights. Wow, that was a blast from the past.
Wow.
I think that was right.
Johnny D, go ahead. I done forgot about that.
I was a little, 90s kid.
That little part of my life. Si, what are you licking yourself for?
I got dry skin here, boys.
So the only moisturizer
anyway,
you got is saliva.
I think I'll just lick my arm right quick. My dog does that. They say it's because of old age.
What's that?
Cal.
Oh, no, you're like a snake. Once you get old, you start shedding.
Are you molting?
Hey. He's molting.
I'm molting, boy.
So to keep from doing that, you just lick yourself.
Yeah, right. There you go.
Well, hey.
I think a shower would be more appropriate.
I should have put some of that Bite Me on me. That way maybe it wouldn't itch.
Hey, there you go.
Well,
rub it down,
but
son.
Then somebody may bite you.
All right, as well.
Anyway, Hunter, I forgive
you. Give
him
a knife, Eddie.
It was a very
decided to bite me.
Well, that got off subject all of a sudden.
Yeah, we're all over the place. I need to forgive Hunter for putting me on that roller coaster of emotions, though. You're
That's
forgiven,
right.
But next time, like, tell me before you go. I'll go with you.
He could have.
It didn't have it shown on Sunday, but it was also playing Sunday, and it
okay.
It didn't show on Saturday when I looked.
You're the movie expert.
I looked before texting you, and it didn't show.
So it didn't show on Saturday, but it played on Sunday.
Oh, Beth is grabbing the microphone.
Yeah, here we go.
Because he did that to me last week. He texted me all of a sudden a screenshot, and he was like, "The Blind is already in theaters," and it was like, "No," and he goes, "Oh, I'm looking at the wrong date." Hunter, yeah, you're looking at the wrong date.
Hunter has an epidemic of just telling people wrong movie time.
Uh-oh. I'm starting to realize why his dating life is in shambles.
Yeah, because he tells them the wrong day. Like, wrong hey, you want to go see Barbie and Oppenheimer in Austin? They drive halfway across the country. They get there, and he's like, that's tomorrow.
There's more truth in that than you understand.
It's all beginning to make sense.
Hey, I love
Hunter
you, Hunter.
Went to see Barbie.
In Austin, Texas. Because it didn't play here. What does that do for you, Godwin? As a movie buff like yourself, Godwin arguably goes and sees as many movies as Hunter. So
Godwin's a movie man.
No, oh, he is.
Not Barbie.
Greatest movie of all time. Go. Gladiator. I was trying to say this.
No, he's a Jeremiah Johnson guy.
Thinking
about that, that was on TV the other day.
It was on yesterday.
Yesterday I just watched it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Robert Redford.
Yeah.
Jeremiah Johnson.
Fine figure of a man.
Some of them says, hey, he's still up there.
That's all you need
to
know.
Some of them says he's dead, and some of them says he never will be.
There it is.
That was the
I think he's still on the mountain.
Mm-hmm. Who, Jeremiah?
Yeah.
He is.
He's still up there, boys. He's still up there, you know, doing his thing. Chapping them beaver.
Have you ever seen the movie The Buffalo Rider?
No.
Who starred it?
I might have, but I don't know.
Nope, I don't think I have either.
I need you to watch that, and then I need to know if the YouTube videos of the guy on the buffalo do it justice.
No.
Have you seen the guy on the buffalo?
I have.
That's the greatest. That movie.
That broke his gun on a stump?
Yeah.
Break your gun on a stump.
You haven't seen, because you're the only person I know that would be like, ooh, a man riding a buffalo. I'm going to watch that whole
that
thing.
That must be a new one.
No, it's from 1978.
Yeah, it probably made
1978.
1976.
It must not have been much because I
one
ain't
of them. Now you don't hear much about the bad ones.
All right, well, I've always wondered.
Westerns are
now the no, YouTube
I think
videos.
It must not have been much because I had seen
of the guy on the buffalo. Those are phenomenal. The literally probably the greatest YouTube videos ever made.
Yeah, well,
I remember Mongo riding the buffalo.
What is that? Huh?
He said that sums you up right there.
It does. Your uncle rode a buffalo?
No. I said, I don't even know what. Hey, Mongo rode a buffalo.
Mongo,
did he ride a? Or was it a Brahma bull?
Who's Mongo?
It was a Brahma bull.
Yeah, and Blazing Saddles.
Oh, I hadn't seen it.
Me either.
What?
I haven't watched Blazing Saddles.
The bean sequence for about 15 minutes.
Yeah, see, that doesn't sound like something I would enjoy. Yeah.
That's one of my top 10 favorite movies.
No.
Blazing Saddles.
Yeah.
An interesting guy over
here. It was a 15-minute scene of cowboys letting off gas because they'd ate nothing but beans too long.
And it was 15 minutes?
15 minutes.
Is that right, Hunter?
No, it ain't 15
Hunter minutes. Says it's right.
Unbelievable.
But it's a good boy.
It was a long time.
And I thought people were crazy for watching us spit tobacco for about 10 minutes.
No. It was that kind of deal. I think that's where they probably got it from.
You think?
Yeah.
Oh, our creative inspiration has been revealed.
Yeah, creative. It came from a Western movie.
Well, now, see, that doesn't surprise me.
Yeah, cowboys eating too many beans.
Cowboys eating beans, so we're going to spit some up.
That's right.
Makes perfect sense. On that note.
I got no idea.
Let's take a break.
Go buy your tickets for The Blind.
We'll be back right after.
That's right. And see a real movie.
I got big news, Martin.
I ain't reading this.
Martin, I have big news.
I know what the news is, and I'm still bitter.
We're not on this.
I know we're not on. Look,
we were not nominated for a Clove Award. As expected.
And
Sadie was.
They got one beard on the whole thing.
And I don't, well, that's good. I said this to my wife and said we weren't nominated. And she said, I listened to three of those.
For real?
And I said, do you listen to ours? And she said, no.
No. Well, good thing.
But she listens to Sadie.
We are team players at the end of the day, no matter how bad our feelings are hurt. And so we think that you should go vote at klovefanawards.com for Sadie and Whoa, That's Good. Then you scroll on to the movie category.
Then you go and vote.
Film Impact, The Blind is nominated, Martin.
I guess technically Cy could win because there was a lot of the movie about Cy in The Blind. So, yeah, be sure to vote for The Blind while you're there as well on klovefanawards.com.
That's it.
You're not on the cover or the back of the thing, Cy, but...
I ain't worried about it.
You were still my favorite part of the movie.
I ain't worried about it.
Okay. If you love Cy Robertson, go vote.
That's it.
Voting ends May 24th at 6 p.m. Central. All you have to do is go to klovefanawards.com to vote for The Blind and Whoa, That's Good. That's klovefanawards.com.
It's just a bunch of farting.
Damn.
I'm currently trying to teach my kids that farting isn't funny.
Well, that's a lie.
I don't want you.
Farting is very funny.
That's right.
I get that it's funny, but like we can't just camp out there.
Oh, wow. Okay. All right. Oh, that one had a little hair on it.
You got
it. And you're trying to teach your kids farting isn't funny?
You got
to
admit that's funny.
Look.
You got to admit that's funny.
Listen.
That is a weird movie.
Yeah, I've seen parts of Blazing Saddles. I've just never watched it all the way through.
That was just a bunch of ripping tooth.
That was Mongo right there.
Okay.
That lit his cigar just sticking his face in the flame.
Yeah. Mongo tough.
Hey, Mongo's tough, buddy.
Mm.
Well, we just spent that break watching people rip them from beans.
Yeah. That's it. Too many beans, boys.
Lots of beans.
So your parenting hack, Johnny D, is to teach your kids that farting isn't funny?
No.
I disagree with that.
See, in the break, we watched that. Cy nearly he farted himself because he was laughing so hard at the fart jokes from that movie.
So I think the more important lesson to teach your kids about farting is you can't trust them.
Yeah.
That they're not funny, because they're hilarious.
But once every joke becomes a fart joke, like we have to change direction.
And be careful of the SBD.
That's right. Silent but deadly.
There you go.
But I haven't made a lot of.
What's their favorite fart joke?
Ben's favorite fart joke is to, because he's small and he's shifty, and his favorite thing to do is sneak up on you. Rear end right beside the face.
And he's sneaky.
Rip one and run.
And he's sneaky.
Like,
these aren't jokes. This is.
Oh, there's plenty of jokes.
But this is prank.
These are drive-bys.
Yeah, this is prank.
Oh, no, it's not
this
drive-by.
This is a hit and run.
You can't sit anywhere in our house because he can, like, hang from anything. Like, he will jump up, climb up behind the couch. You're sitting on the couch and all of a sudden, and then he gone. And so I'm trying to teach him, like, there are other ways to be funny. But they're just really camping out in the I'm 7 and I'm 9 and we're going to make fart jokes all until we fall asleep at night.
Man, I'm so looking forward to those days.
Look, he's not.
This is going to be fun.
He's not laughing because of what's happening to him. But they're laughing.
Yeah.
They had to learn it from somewhere.
Well, I mean.
So where'd they learn it from?
Yeah, I mean, have I ever held one of them down and said, I'm going to get you back.
See?
But now we've gone too far.
Yeah. Now that they're pulling tricks on you, that's the deal.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's the deal. Yeah.
What I'm hearing is a sore loser.
Oh, yeah. No, I haven't lost.
What I hear, what goes around comes back.
Yeah. Yeah. He ain't all about that comeback life.
Yeah, he ain't about comeback.
I have got him a couple really good times. I'm like, you keep doing this. And I've been like, hey, look, you want to play this game? You can keep playing it.
Because, I mean, surely you still get Allison with it, huh? Like in the bed. And
no.
Pull the
covers not
up.
One that she ever found funny at all. I mean, there's plenty of things that she finds funny. That one's not.
That's not a good one.
That's
for
like, nah, that's, we're not laughing. We're not mad, but laughing. We're just mad.
Yeah.
Like, this isn't fun. So I think that's when it transferred over to the boys, and now that's all they do is run around with their rear ends out farting on people, and it's terrible.
And I wish I could say I didn't do that to Brittany, but buddy, I still let her rip.
What?
Pull that cover up over.
Oh, I like to just turn and waft. Let her all release at once this and then terrible. Get out of the
Did
way.
Did you just fart on me? Let one of them SPDs, boy.
Yeah. It's just, she don't ask because she knows. She just says, oh, not again. And then, you know.
We have a very gassy family.
Well, everybody does, right?
Yeah.
You still get Paula with it?
All the time.
Yeah.
I do have a question because you were naked for a long time growing up. At what point did you start wearing clothes? Because my 7-year-old.
Well.
He's against them.
I had to when I started school.
But, like, when you got home, did
but
you leave your clothes
like
on?
Oh, yeah.
You took them immediately off?
Oh, yeah. I had to go.
And when you were naked, did you leave your underwear on, or was you naked?
No, I'm naked.
Okay, we don't have that problem.
So he leaves his drawers on.
I was running wild and free.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I guarantee you the past 3 Sundays, I mean, it's been his whole life, but we will get out of the car, getting in from church. He will be inside. Clothes everywhere, sitting in his underwear before the door even gets closed. And I'm like, why can't we wear clothes? And he's like, nah. Boy's always naked, but in underwear.
They're restrictive. Number
one. Yeah, they smother you.
Mm.
Clothes?
They're restrictive.
Clothes.
So you don't just lounge around the house in your drawer sometime? Really?
Oh, there's a many a time. Hey, there's a.
Oh, you still don't wear clothes?
Like, hey, wait. Wait, and I'll open the door in a minute.
Yeah. Give me a second.
Yeah, give me a second. I got to put some pants on.
Right. Well, I still lounge around the house in my drawer. You had a sister, though. See, I was raised around a bunch of boys. Like, I just had a brother, paper mill family.
Yeah,
your parents probably held a little bit stronger regard because of the.
I've worn clothes pretty much my whole life.
Man, that's wild. I'd have never thought that from you.
You're
as
way
sloppy
too
as
civilized,
you
JD.
I mean, boxers look like just short legged breeches anyway.
Mm-hmm.
I got a couple of pair I put on every night.
Yeah, Goblin lounge in his drawer. I've walked in there. Ain't no problem. Then I had a buddy one time said, don't come in here. I'm naked. And I went in there anyway thinking he was bluffing. He was actually naked.
He was actually naked.
Yeah, I said, well, good news is you don't lie. So
that's always a plus.
Yeah.
But, yeah, no, I mean, I was sleeping in my drawers.
Yeah, but you don't just lounge?
No.
Really?
Why? In case somebody comes in.
Oh, boy, what just happened there?
I don't know.
Yeah, I'm not one to get unexpected visitors.
There's a little bitty baby picture.
There you go. There. Look, that's within 30 seconds of getting in our house. That's him.
Well, good for him.
And he had the buttons on that shirt, so he couldn't even get them off. And he's stuck.
Oh,
and
hey,
he's screaming.
So he just added another way.
Well, good for him.
And always wait.
I just want to know, at what point do we leave our clothes on?
I do find it funny that the first thing off is the shirt, not the shoes.
No, first thing, shirt. The shoes oftentimes make it longer than the pants.
Oh, yeah. Oh. That'd be the last thing to take off.
Is the shoes?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, how'd you get the clothes off?
Hey? That's the first thing I kick off when I go through the door of the house, kick off my shoes.
Yeah.
Goblin don't even make it in the office with his on.
No, I don't even know where they're at now.
Yeah, see, he's barefoot right now.
Where are they?
I ain't seen them.
You really don't know where your shoes are?
I actually miss being barefoot.
I know where shoes are.
They're over there.
I actually miss going barefooted because, hey, now if I had to, if something happens, I got to take shoes off and got to walk.
Yeah.
Yeah. Feet way too tender.
Oh, I'm tender footed as
yeah.
they come.
I know.
Yeah.
You I still, can't well, walk I can on walk. The gravel I, road no more.
Hey, you can throw, you could throw a bottle down and bust it, and I can walk on it and don't even worry about it.
Why would you do such a thing?
Well, I'm just saying, hey, that's how tough my feet were. And also, they were by near black.
I tell you what, though, the weather.
They wasn't dirty.
I tell you why Ben's getting naked. As hot as it's been around here.
Oh, yeah.
It's too hot for clothes.
Oh, yeah.
We're like that commercial where the people are melting until they get an ice cold Coca-Cola or whatever. That's where we've been.
We're fresh out of Coca.
Yeah. That's the only thing.
I looked at it today. We've hit 24 days in August of over 100. Yeah, that's new, isn't it?
There ain't but 31.
No.
I don't never recollect it.
No. You think this is normal?
No, it was that hot. You're older, it hits you better.
You just a sissy.
For this long, though?
I will say one thing. It used to be this hot, but when it got this hot, it always come up a shower.
Yeah, it rains every evening.
I'm serious. It used to rain when it was this hot in the summertime. You could depend on, hey, here comes a little rain.
Yeah, somewhere it got to rain. It would kind of hodgepodge around, and eventually it'd be your turn. Yeah.
Well, you know it's hot when Louisiana gets wildfires.
Yeah.
Well, no, because it's just, speaking of that, what plant blew up or something in Louisiana?
Refinery.
Huh?
Refinery.
Refinery?
I didn't know that.
Okay, because I heard it, and it was off the news.
It was, what do you call it, where they told it? What do you call it? Stockpile or
something? Okay, stockpile.
So our gas price,
but it's under. It's they got it under control now.
Oh, okay, yeah. We had fires in Southwest Louisiana last week, or was that was like
that's where that refinery was.
And there's some below, below Toledo Bend, Maryville.
Here's the difference in the weather.
Evacuated
now.
That mandatory.
Here's Marathon blew up.
Yeah. Here's the difference in the weather today. Back when I was a child in high school, growing up, like I said, in the summertime it got hot, but it will always come up a shower in the evening. And then when it hit September, you had to wear a jacket.
Yeah, it was cold at night.
You always had to put on a jacket in September.
Well, buddy, looking at the long-term forecast.
It's not.
No, because it takes usually what? October going into November.
Generally November. Down. Like that last week of October, you can count on a pretty cool little snap.
Little snap, but it's
it'll warm right back up again, but not like it'll at least be gone. Like it what
used,
we got.
It
now.
Used to every year it would get cooler in September.
Yeah.
And then you wore a coat from then on.
Yeah. And I do have a thing against weather complainers. Like we all go outside. You don't have to tell me that it's hot outside. But everybody's got a pass right now. It's not even annoying. Yeah. We all just need to talk about how hot it is and how long it's been that hot.
Electric bill's high, hot, hungry.
Air conditioner's going out.
And you ugly. Well, let's take another break. We'll be back right after this.
I almost want to read this guy's entire email.
Go ahead.
How long is it?
Very. Because he fancies himself as Mark Twain.
Mark Twain.
I don't know if we got that kind of
thing. No, we don't.
Mark Twain.
Right. I mean, I've read Huck Finn, Tom Sawyer.
Yeah.
I'm just going to read. Are we going into emails now?
You can, Why not? Hello@duckcallroom.com.
Josh.
Do you think, we was talking about rain, do you think fish gets wet when it rains?
Yes.
They get under a log.
No, they don't get wet. They get under a log, boy.
Get under a log.
And this guy asked me, he said, my daughter asked me this. He said, maybe you know the answer. Does fish think they're fish? We know we're humans.
No, they know they're fish.
They know if they get too far away from that log, that's all of it for
that's
them.
Right. That's it, boys.
Or a chatterbait comes by.
Yep.
Oh, that salt pepper jig comes by.
Yep. Yep.
I like it.
Them crappy magnets get
so what you got?
Okay.
What's going on in the email?
I think we got to discuss this guy's email.
Okay. Go ahead.
Right. It is entirely too long.
Okay. Oh, good grief.
The title of it is Love on the Line.
Okay, but I'm going to read you.
On the line.
Hold on. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 16 paragraphs.
Let's see how good a reader you are.
Okay, but
can you persuade me?
Here's the first paragraph. Howdy there, y'all. Name's Josh. Hail from the heart of Flatwoods, West Virginia, smack dab in the middle of this great old state. I reckon I'm just a 16-year-old buckaroo and needed some real quick advice, and I mean quick as a rabbit on a sugar rush, so I'm hollering at y'all for a hand.
There you go.
I can't read this. I want to so bad.
Why?
A rabbit on a sugar
like
rush.
Huckleberry Finn or something's writing this book, and I didn't know people typed like this. I thought, for sure you talk like this.
Yeah.
But do people type like this?
Oh, no. Well, that's West Virginia.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's West Virginia. To a T.
You get a lot of emails from there?
No.
I got a best friend that lives in West Virginia.
Do you?
And it's West Virginia by God, okay?
West by God, Virginia.
Yeah. West Virginia by God.
Yeah. Huh.
Anyways, he crossed paths darn near 2 years back with his fine girl online. Let me tell you, she's pretty as the sunset over at Holler.
Sunset over.
They got to a chat, and she's from the land of Massachusetts. She's from the land of Massachusetts. No, she's just from Massachusetts.
Oh, land of Massachusetts. That she lives there.
Is that what I'm doing wrong? I'm just not talking like that.
Well, there's land.
Yeah,
it's land.
It's land.
Now, don't be threatened. She ain't no. It's like, so I can't read this whole thing, and I don't know what the problem is because it's too long.
Did he say don't be threatened?
Now, no. Now, don't y'all be threatened.
Don't be threatened.
She ain't no city slicker liberal, no siree. She's got more energy than a pack of hound dogs on a squirrel chase, but she's got the quiet side, too. Like a calm creek on a summer day, she's a spunky firecracker, loud as a hootin' tootin' owl, and quiet as a mouse sneaking through a cornfield. Sweet as a slice of homemade pie, remind me of Little Debbie Snack Cakes. I tell you what, I had a hankering to make her mine right when school was ramping up like a bull at the rodeo, and I was visiting to ask her to be my one and only. Like, this dude is Mark Twain meets Tolkien,
and he's sending
me the Lord of the Rings from West Virginia.
This sounds just like in books I read my boys.
Yeah.
And they're 10 months. Rooting, tooting, holler, cowboy, small, flipping them all.
Josh, I think the first thing you need to do is not worry about this girl and go write books, because this is fantastic.
Like, he could write children's books. It's got the right rhymes. They don't need to be 16 paragraphs long. As a parent who has to read them at bedtime, you can make them shorter.
When did meet this gal?
Couple years ago, she's from the land of Massachusetts. And he ain't,
he ain't talked to her yet.
They
met online.
Met online.
Yeah.
She must be a talker.
And then they broke up, I think.
They gone.
Because she couldn't get a word in edgewise?
That's the problem. No communication.
I tell you, I'm caught between waiting out like a cold rattler and moving on, which is about as likely as a chicken laying square eggs. I'm like a calf rope to a fence, stuck and struggling. I'm hanging on to a hope tighter than a tick on a hound. Guess what I'm learning, though, is that the man upstairs had this whole dang rodeo under control, and I've been trying to ride herd on it like a greenhorn cowboy. I don't even...
Oh, boy, this escalated quickly.
I'm just a tad touched in the noggin for thinking I could lasso fate. I think he answered his own question.
Yeah,
but I'm also just a little bit confused.
I'm tempted. I'm curious about lassoing fate.
He tried to lasso fate. There was a bunch of texts in the wrong people up in here. She blocked him like a rusty gate at one point.
Blocked him like a rusty gate.
And he's tough as a $2 steak.
That's a tough one.
Cooked medium plus. He didn't say that.
That's a toughie. That's
why it was tough.
I mean, he even rhymes.
Hey, that's why it was tough. It wasn't medium plus.
I'm telling you, I think he just sent us his next kid's book, because that's what it sounds like.
Don't worry about the woman. Like I said, hey, write.
What was the name of it? How I Met Your Mother?
Children's book.
Well, this just took another weird turn.
All right.
We're reading this because it was so long, and now I'm enjoying it so much. Can't rightly picture myself with nobody else. Though I reckon I'm still wet behind the ears and I ain't never met her in the flesh. He just texting this girl.
2 years?
And he's 16. My dog. Isn't that what you said?
Yeah. Okay. Now we found the issue.
Yeah. She's probably not even real.
No.
Yeah.
Bro.
No.
And if you're texting her the way you're emailing me.
She's showing all her friends this and they're having a heck of a laugh.
Oh, yeah. They're having a good time.
And you're fantastic, my friend. Let me tell you that. But I don't. This is a lot.
This is a lot.
Mm.
I would love to see his predictive text on his phone, though. I'd love to know what words they're putting together for him.
I'll tell you what, though. He's got a heap of hope and a handful of heartache, but it's like I'm staring at an empty fishing pole. Ain't no catch, just the echo of my own thoughts bouncing around like them tumbleweeds. This man is a poet, first and foremost. No, he knows.
Don't know it.
I mean,
no, this was intentional.
He's one, he's one of them dudes, when the music starts, he puts his hands on his hips and his feet go moving. And he does that clogging.
Well, he's feeling like a chicken with his head cut off, running around, going nowhere fast. I'm aching, but I'm putting on a brave face, smiling through the storm like a scarecrow in a hurricane.
Behold his sheep.
He just writes in lyrics of country songs. Like, I mean,
there is a career path here, is all I'm saying.
Yeah.
You need to get off this girl and figure out how to make money doing this, because it's hilarious to me.
At 16.
I don't think 16-year-olds talk like this either, do they?
I mean, if you're in West Virginia, he's probably an old soul. Cause
I just come from
West
Virginia.
What else can he be? Life expectancy is probably like Colonial 40.
Beach.
So, you know, I mean, he may be almost halfway done with it.
I'm just very interested in meeting this human being to see if this is a real.
Email him back and give him our address. Tell him come on in here rooting, tooting, ball busting.
That's right. Come on in here and be on the podcast.
Hey, he's real sorry if I yapped your ears off like a hound dog with a bone, but I surely do appreciate y'all listening. Thanks, y'all fellas, a heap, and may your trails be smooth as a fresh plowed field.
Tell him to send in a video message.
No. Yeah.
A fresh plowed field ain't very smooth.
You ever thought before?
Hunter's got a great point.
Just FaceTime him. Ask him for his
answer. No, Josh needs to send in a video question about this girl.
No, he doesn't, because he can write in 17 paragraphs. We ain't getting the short, concise deal out of Mr. Joshua. Hey, like,
this has gone a whole segment.
This boy is long-winded.
Like,
got a lot to say in a short time to do it, boys.
Well, it very much interested me, and I hadn't got to read the full thing because it was so long. And then I was like, you know what? There's even the word sarsaparilla in here, so it's
what do you rhyme with that? Gorilla?
Vanilla?
Critter? Vanilla.
Critter?
He popped the question like a bottle of good old sarsaparilla. She said yes, and I reckon I ain't never seen a happier critter.
What question? Nope.
I don't know.
This dude just played you, big dog.
What? He has a girlfriend that he never met in the flesh.
I think he made the whole thing up.
But I thought he was blocked like a rusty gate. There's part of this that I'm very confused.
I'm going back and forth.
I think she
said yes, and then she blocked him like a rusty gate.
Yeah.
And now he's sad about it. Mm-hmm. That's the point of the email. You got no hope, man.
She closed the gate.
I don't know about that.
My head hurts.
She closed the gate.
Well,
I'm not even. Yeah.
Okay. I like something.
I don't know.
I like one.
He said something about a coon trying
to climb a three-legged coon trying to climb a grease pole.
Yep, that's in there.
Hey, I tell you what works on them deer feeders. Vaseline. Them coons ain't getting up there.
Yeah. Oh yeah. And they're fun to watch tonight.
They are.
I don't know, Martin. It was a weird email.
That's slicker than a feeder pole of Vaseline. We're going to take a break.
That's it, boy. That's
right. We'll be right back in a rootin' tootin' hollering second. Hey! Anyways, back to this. I got a couple more, but that dude took up a lot of time. Hunter, I want you to know this.
Uh-oh.
There's a lot of people that want to be in your position of us fixing them up with
mate. That's right.
Uh-oh.
So don't. They like, the old girl Amanda said, she already sent her profile. She said, I volunteer as tribute. Like, I'll be on it. I'll do it. She got two cats and one dog. She don't want to date you.
What does she
want? She wants us to set her up with people.
She's already a crazy cat lady?
Well, who?
Wait, what?
I got excited about the dog.
He ain't a cat person. Yeah, he ain't a cat person. He's a dog.
Her name's Amanda, and her family calls her Gator. I'm just probably not for you, Hunter. Anyway,
I bet she likes to be body.
She wants to be body slammed.
And she's got red hair.
If she's got red hair, she likes to be body
slammed. She may rather be choke slammed.
Has red hair that God gave her, but your girl likes to dye it brighter. Direct quote. your girl likes to dye it brighter. Hunter, you can't handle her, son.
No, she's too much.
No chance. Not enough brains in, not enough beans in your britches, buddy.
That's it. That's it.
We're doing you a favor here. But I if we have a season two, Amanda's at the top of the list for people.
Amanda, how are you on editing audio? Because you can't just come here and be a contestant.
No. Yeah, I didn't know that was part of the rule. Anyway, here's a great one I saw. A guy emailed in named Aaron from Marshall, Texas, and he said he took this picture with Si.
Oh, wow.
Huh. All right. So,
is that Paul Lewis behind Si?
Maybe. I don't know where this picture was taken.
It's a Realtree hardwood shirt.
Okay. So do you know who Aaron is that emailed in this photo?
The baby?
No.
The baby.
That's fantastic.
Okay.
Boom. There he is now.
Oh, okay.
So he wanted to thank you for coming to Marshall because he didn't remember the first time he met you because he was 7 months old. You've been famous for a minute, man.
Yeah. So, old age done you good. You used to have to wear glasses. Now you don't.
That's it.
He still got that crazy look in his eye, though.
He did.
Look at him. I'm not talking about Aaron either.
I love it.
How funny is that? So I've been taking pictures of people for so long, they've grown from babies to adults that email this podcast.
Kind of like Rush.
Now, that's wild. What do you think about that?
That's what I'm saying.
That's why I tell everybody.
That baby just emailed you.
No, no. Because that's why I tell
everybody. Just like a Rush fan.
You know what happened? Si lost his glasses and his dad's got thicker.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Look at that. Go back to that other one.
That's wild, right?
That is wild.
I wish they'd have recreated the picture and had Si stand up and his dad hold him again. Like that would have been
that'd
even,
have been good.
That would have been even more fun.
Yeah, that'd have been good.
Oh man.
This is the one I first took with him, and now here I am taking another one.
That other one is like that one right there.
Where's that taken?
I can't tell.
It's where is it taken?
Yeah.
It's at Kyle's Omaha.
The first one, though?
Huh?
I mean, that shirt is old.
Oh, no. The first one, I don't know.
Omaha.
He was seven. Omaha. Did he say how old he is now?
No.
Oh, he's
more than 7 months.
Well, yeah, but I'm just going off of the. I'm going off size shirt, like, because that camouflage hasn't been made in.
Yeah, a good while.
Probably 16 years, 15, 16 years.
Yeah, Stone was with you.
Yeah, at least 16, 17.
So
that's crazy.
Yeah, that was it. Oh,
wow. Si still had all his teeth.
Yamaha place.
Oh yeah.
You see that first picture? Si still got all his teeth.
Mm. He still had that zany look in his eye.
Mm. I love it. But look at it, and his beard is like the exact same. That's fantastic. His mustache
shorter on that side for sure.
Every time.
It's a little grayer.
You're
more white now.
Man, I love it.
Anyway,
I bet that was at like a church event or something. Cause I see we were selling, like Phil was there selling merch. I see Duck Commander shirts back in the day.
Yep. There's
I could have been there.
Brown hat.
And there's the old posters, the old Duck Commander posters we had. So
very interesting, though, whenever I got that picture and I was like, hey, thanks for coming by. I don't remember the first time I met him because he was only, 6 months old.
6 months.
And I was like, oh my goodness, a baby that met Si just emailed Si years later.
Hmm.
Weird. God is good.
And took a picture.
That's fantastic.
There you go.
That's cool, man.
That's why I tell people I'm living proof that the Almighty is still alive and well.
Yeah, there's these boys that walk up that say, you're all I watched when I was growing up. And I look at them and I'm like, well, man, we're about the same age. And I said, well, how old are you? And they're like, 17. I'm like, no, I am not 17. I just turned 38.
38.
But I still feel like them.
Oh, no. Yeah.
Hold on. It was just Martin's 38th. Hey, we haven't even said happy birthday.
Well, thank you. Yeah.
Now, what was 30. That? Saturday? 2 days ago?
Saturday, yeah. Saturday.
What'd you
happy
do?
Birthday.
I chased the air conditioner around the house. It was 107. Like, I didn't do anything. Brittany's like, we can go do this. I'm going to stay right here.
Yeah.
Like,
it's my birthday.
Yeah. I ain't doing nothing.
Yeah.
Good at all.
And I accomplished doing nothing.
Give me an ice cream bar out of the fridge.
Yeah. Next, we got old John Boys is coming up next.
When's your birthday?
It is, ain't it?
Yeah. September the 6th.
Oh, yeah.
He said it is.
No, because my wife, she was reading my calendar the other day and said, where are you going hunting? And I said, I ain't going hunting nowhere. It's August.
Yeah.
And she said, it's on the calendar.
Yeah. It's hunting season starts on Friday.
Yeah. No, that's why. Yeah.
Yeah.
Y'all and I said, I said, you done lost your mind.
Well, I got to get my $5 license.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, you're harmless now?
Yeah. Oh.
I'm harmless.
Godwin made it to the harmless age.
This is the second year.
He's a harmless man now.
I'm 61 now.
$5.
Oh, don't worry about him. Don't worry about him. He ain't going to kill nothing.
That, isn't it the 6th? Isn't that yours? Mm-hmm. Or the 7th?
The 6th? When is that? What's today?
Today's the 28th. That's going to be hard. That's going to be hard math.
Yeah, that's weird.
Good grief.
Yeah, your 4 day, your birthday's 4 days from Saturday.
Next Wednesday.
Yeah. That's crazy.
There you go.
This year's went by.
And Jeb's is right there sometime. There's a little nest of us end of August, 1st of September.
Like Tony Nails is the 6th. John Howard.
John Howard is the 6th. Your uncle. Yeah, so you got to get your uncle something.
Jeb's the 7th.
That's so crazy because then, like, when you go to April, there's a whole bunch
whole other slew of them. Yeah. There's definitely our kin definitely had a few ruts.
Yep.
There's a nest of us born in the same little clusters. It's funny.
Right.
All his brothers.
Well,
we're
all Christmas babies, you know?
Yep.
Like, we were all Christmas presents.
Yeah. What is this end of April, beginning of May, people?
I don't know. You had to back up about 10 months from there.
It's because it was so hot outside.
Start a hunting season.
It's right now.
Yeah.
No, it's just
wasn't nothing else to do.
We ain't going out. Because let me tell you, on Martin's birthday, I had the first chance to go fishing I've had, like, all summer. I was like, shoot, I'll go. We'll just be out by the time. That was dumb. Yeah. It's hot.
He said, I'm going fishing tomorrow. I said, good. Catch me a birthday bass.
And I didn't.
I don't
didn't
know.
Catch nothing.
I don't know if he was thinking, like, I was going to say, oh, I'll go with you. No. You have fun.
I was like, I got my chance.
That would be a fishing trip to turn into a swimming project.
Yeah.
You ain't lying.
Well, right. Why are you going to jump in the water? It was probably 92.
It was.
Well, it'd be a little bit. At least you'd be wet.
I mean, the water around here is so hot, you start to wrinkle, you get in it. Like
them fish come out pre-cooked.
Yeah, they already at medium. You ain't even got to get them far to get a medium plus.
Medium plus, the only way to eat fish and steak, baby.
Oh, the fish are hot. The worms are crawling out of them, I'm sure.
So, you know what's out?
They don't even want to eat.
Digs up a worm and he's sitting there going.
Cooling him off.
Cooling him off before he eats it.
Yeah, right.
The freshman class of West Monroe had to do a project all summer long, and they had to dig up a worm and take a picture with it. They had all summer to do it. Well, then none of them did it.
And now they started.
They all buying
worm.
Boxes of worms.
And now
from
they
you.
Can't,
they
buy
can't
a
find a worm. They got to buy them.
So every day, some kid comes in with his mom behind him, and he's like, "Excuse me, sir. Do you have worms?" I was like, "Yeah, dude." And his mom's like, "I told him he had all summer, and now it's time to do it. And there's no worm. He can't find a worm anywhere, so we had to bring him here." But I've been laughing.
Do you make them buy them?
Nah.
Do you at least charge them? Tax them?
I tell them if they eat it, it's free. And then they look at me like I'm a crazy person. Then I let them take a picture because it makes me laugh.
Now, just make sure you slide Honey Hole in there. That way you're getting some branding at West Monroe High School.
Yeah, I'd have all kind of fun with that.
Yeah, they can't find worms because I guess everything's dried up and dead.
Oh, hey. Worms go where the water level is. And right now the water level is deep.
They're a long way from here.
Yeah, it's deep.
It's in New Orleans.
Mm. Wow. Well, let's take our last break. We'll be back right
after. Okay.
And we're back.
Yeah, we are back. Are we? We're back? And yeah, let's just go ahead and finish this.
Let's just round this sucker
out. Well, look, we were going to start like a new little deal because everybody asked, who all works at Duck Commander? And we were going to start bringing the employees in. And I asked two of them, our longest tenured.
No.
Yeah.
And they both respectfully declined.
Yeah.
Harry wasn't even respectful about it.
Hey,
Harry
you're right. They went donkey on him.
Yeah. Well, Harry told me. He never committed. I may have made that part up when we were in the hall. But he did say, I'm not going first. And that was his only request, that he didn't go first. I was like, surely Becky will come on.
Because
Becky's been here longer than anybody but Godwin.
Correct.
I think. And Becky, I keep texting her. And so, folks.
Well, go get her.
Leave us some nice comments saying, Becky, please come on. Harry, would you please come on?
Harry's awesome.
Now, Harry's going to be tough to get a segment out of. I'm just going to be honest with y'all because he's an accountant.
Harry's serious.
He's pretty
very
quiet.
But he knows everybody's secrets. So if you have any questions.
I got questions.
Yeah, well, I'm not even going to go down that road because he does your family stuff too. So
Becky needs to come in here.
That's what I said.
Because, hey, look, we all love you because, hey, you're the one that brings the money.
See?
Okay.
See, yeah. Becky is a good person.
He makes you happy. So, hey,
you get happy texts from Becky.
That's exactly
you
right.
You have a check in my office.
Now, she's probably the meanest person you've ever met on emails.
I was about to say I never emailed Becky then.
Because her emails are all like three words long. It's hilarious. I'm like, Becky, you can put a little emotion into that and like tell people that you appreciate it. No,
you can't be emotional.
She's out on that bag. But
hey, tell her you got to check for her.
Hard.
Oh, I could flip the script. Say, Becky, come see me. I got a check for you.
Yeah,
she won't show up. She knows where all the money's at.
Beth, can we get a check for like 7 cents so we can pay Becky?
We're broken.
No, but that's we want to introduce y'all to everybody behind the scenes here at Duck Commander. So we may need y'all's help in the comments where I can print them off and say, look, they really want you guys.
Can we get Jeffrey?
Jeffrey? Yeah.
Jeffrey.
No, he ain't been here long enough.
Okay.
What about?
I'm not sure he's committed
what
to
about
the cause.
What about
That's right. So, we don't know if he's committed.
Yeah, I don't know if he's committed to the cause.
Jeffrey's one of the most interesting human beings in the world once you peel back that onion, though.
Who is that? Who's Jeffrey?
See, that's what I'm talking about.
See, we don't even know him.
He hadn't worked here long.
No, he's a guy that has the office across from me. It's just always vacant.
He's running around with Willie now. Yeah, he's not doing my old job, but he's running around with Willie a lot. And so I get to hear all the fun stuff now because he's one of my best friends.
But we do have a new employee who committed to be on our podcast.
Who's that?
She wanted to be here a little longer. Bella is actually working here. Robertson. I refuse to call her by her new last name. So she's a Robertson. We have a Robertson back in the house.
She's working. Hey, how can I get some of that beans and coffee beans?
What?
Oh, you'll have to take that up with John Luke. That's his deal, not mine. So
it's a big warehouse, people. There's stuff everywhere.
I'm not telling you what to do, but in that back room back there, there's a bunch of bagged up coffee. So
I don't drink coffee.
I got you.
With very little security involved. So you go get whatever coffee you need. Yeah,
who else works here these days? Parker. He's an interesting guy.
Parker, who runs Buck. We could have him in here. We could have Freddie come in. She's our friendly therapist on the end. Mm-hmm. Yes, that's right. We have a therapist in our office.
You have to.
I don't think I ever met Fred.
Oh, this bunch needs
that's
a
Parker's. That's Parker's wife.
I don't even know.
She's got
Parker
Willie's
is.
Old office down there on the end.
She works for Sadie.
She works for Sadie.
You know who we should have on here?
Who?
Sadie. The ratings would skyrocket.
Nah. She's not gonna come down to our level.
She hasn't got time to be on here.
Yeah, she's way too busy.
I should say that lady's got too much on her plate.
But we could get Angela.
Angela shared an office for a while.
Me and Angela shared an office for a while too. I'm just glad the remodel's almost over. We're about to have all these strangers out of our office. We're moving in a bunch of new clients. So we'll have Hunter here more often.
We can peel back.
New guy, what was your name again?
Jordan.
We'll have Jordan in here. Ladies, apparently he's single too. So
how long have you been here? 3 days?
He kind of resembles me, to be fair, and John David. He's like if you mashed up me and Johnny D.
2 months.
You've been here 2 months. How old are you?
23.
Where are we finding all these young people?
Is your shirt Hart? Did you go to Harding?
Yeah, I did.
Did you make it 4 years?
4.5.
He made it all the way through Harding and didn't get kicked out. To me, that's a good accomplishment.
Yeah, he didn't say he finished.
Oh no, I finished.
He just said he was there for a while, but I did.
Well, hey, look, if he made it through 4.5 years, my hat's off to him.
There you go.
It took me 6.
Did you go to highway?
I couldn't stand but a semester.
Yeah,
I couldn't stand but a semester.
Name rings a bell. Yeah.
Yeah.
I went to highway back in like 2007. For the 3 days.
I was just over a couple of weeks. No, it's been longer now.
Did you ever eat at Houdat's?
A few times, yeah. It was good.
Yeah.
He knows that northeast.
That's kind of really
I was born
more
and raised
central.
In the same town. So
where are you really? Oh, you're from Searcy.
I'm from Searcy.
You're a Searcy native.
Oh yeah.
Oh
I've
wow.
Never met one. Of
I,
you.
Yeah.
I didn't know you existed.
I didn't either, and I certainly didn't know you stayed there.
Mm-hmm. I didn't even know he was here.
Everybody I've met up there has been a transplant. So that's crazy. Good times, man. Small world. Hey, send us out of here. Let's go home.
Shall we?
Yeah.
Hold on. I wasn't quite ready, but I was getting close to being ready.
No,
that means almost.
Huh? Yeah, that's exactly what. Oh, I was almost ready. James 1:12. Blessed is the one who persevered under trial, because having stood the test, that person will receive the crown of life that the Lord has promised to those who love him.
Si, you're going to look good in a crown.
A lot of jewels in that one.
You know? Mm-hmm. You're going to look tight in a crown. I can appreciate it. All right.
We'll Do you think he gets to design his own?
Huh? Oh, it'll be lined in teacups, buddy.
I'll just take what he's offered.
Yeah. So I don't care. Just give it to me.
A robe, a crown, and a mansion.
And some my slippers. We'll see y'all next time.
My slippers.
We'll see y'all next time right here on the Duck Call Room. We're out.